This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KFYI is my home station. You can also hear me on 790 KNST. That's my adopted hometown of Tucson. You can catch the show on the free, improved, new and improved iHeartMedia app. And my friends, you can follow me on X at James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I'll be back in the big chair in, as the ringmaster of the circus on Monday on my show. But yeah, I could break up Christmas vacation, the New Year's, and get ready to go. And what do I have to talk about right out of the box? Oh my goodness. America's under attack. I know by now you've heard about the killings, the terrorist attack in New Orleans, and also the bomb attack in Las Vegas at the Trump Hotel. Now, the bomb attack at the hotel, it only killed the suicide bomber. Can we call him that? Both gentlemen, former military, both gentlemen, radicalized, or we at least one of them we know is radicalized. We know that because the New York Post actually got to his home and his home mosque before the FBI did. That's embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. We've also learned there's a police chief, I believe, in Las Vegas that I kind of like him. He's kind of straightforward. He's not trying to fake the funk. He's letting you know what's going on. And he had a presser in which they're talking about the information they had received. And in that presser, I have to say that I was impressed that he wasn't trying to be veiled. He wasn't trying to be secretive. He is an example where I think we're going to have to go in order to win back the trust of our organizations. This guy was telling us the latest information about the bombing that took place in Las Vegas.
What can you tell us?
Hey, guys, so police say they have identified the person who was driving that Tesla Cybertruck. It is believed the driver was a Colorado Springs native with military experience. The person was killed in that explosion. 7 others were hurt. Authorities say they found gas and camp fuel canisters as well as large firework mortars in the truck. They were able to trace the vehicle back to Colorado using footage captured at Tesla charging stations. Investigators are trying to determine if there is a leak to the attack in New Orleans. Watch.
Now, that was not the police chief. That was a lovely reporter from Fox News. Very, very lovely.
laying out the whole, you know, scenario of what happened, showing you pictures of the Cybertruck, showing you pictures of the materials that were in the back of the Cybertruck. I do believe right now we're going to hear from law enforcement.
Do I think it's a coincidence? I don't know. But what I can tell you is we're absolutely investigating any connectivity to what happened in New Orleans, as well as other attacks that have been occurring around the world. We're not ruling anything out yet.
Mm-hmm. That's and perfect. No, that's perfect because what he's doing is...
From the same
she's still talking? Hold on. It's perfect because he's giving you what you need to know here. He's telling you, you know what? I'm not sure, but yes, I'm acknowledging that these things are happening around the world. And we can't ignore it. As some want to do. Don't ignore it at all.
Investigate both incidents. The Cybertruck investigation did involve input from Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who posted updates on X, including this, quote, "The evil knuckleheads picked the wrong vehicle for a terrorist attack. Cybertruck actually contained the explosion and directed the blast upwards." Also noting that even the glass doors of the lobby of that hotel were not broken.
I gotta tell you. I am seriously looking into getting one of those Tesla Cybertrucks. I'm just saying. Elon Musk comes on and says, "Yeah, you know what? The way we designed the truck, it reduced the damage that the blast could have caused." If you notice, you know, in the police chief, he was in there too. Talking about, you notice how the bomb just went straight up. It went straight up. I am very impressed with this truck.
Let's listen in.
Area, a valet of the Trump International Hotel. Very quickly thereafter that, the driver who was the sole occupant of the truck, we saw what looked like maybe some sort of smoke, and then the truck exploded. Smoke was coming from inside of the truck after we noticed the flash and the explosion. And I'm going to show you that first video. That's the Cybertruck parked right in front of
the truck rear. Boom. It blows up. You see all the particles and the fireworks going off all around it. And he's showing it.
Play that again, Carlos.
He said, play it again. Play it again. Boom. Blast goes straight up. He's like, play it again so the people can see exactly what is going on.
So the individual that was in that truck is obviously deceased, still in the truck as we speak here today. Our fire department folks, Engine 12, a number of others, you'll hear from one of the fire chiefs here in just a moment, arrived very quickly along with my officers. And obviously we knew that we had a much larger event than just a vehicle fire. And so there's going to be a drone video that plays to my left again. You'll see as we... The fire initially, they covered it with a tarp to try to get it to go out.
They're showing the tarp on the top of the truck.
Went out through the suppression efforts of the fire department. You'll see some of the evidence in the back of the vehicle.
Look at the truck. The truck is still intact. The truck is intact.
So gasoline canisters. They are camp fuel canisters and large firework mortars.
This is mesmerizing. Look at the Trump Hotel. The gold is still there.
I'd like you to pay attention to on that video as you see that. It looks like the exterior of that truck is completely intact.
Exactly.
The fact that this was a cyber truck really limited the damage that occurred inside of the valet because it had most of the blast go up through the truck and out. In fact, if you look on that video, you'll see that the front glass doors at the Trump Hotel were not even broken by that blast, which they were parked directly in front of. You can see that in the video there.
I am telling you, this is the greatest ad for the Tesla truck. I want one. No loss of life except for the bomber. Was he a suicide bomber? Maybe he was trying to get out and the Tesla truck kept him in and boom, he went up. But the doors, everything is still intact. That's how well made the Tesla Cybertruck is. Elon Musk tweeted that out as well. You know, he wasn't trying to sell it. He was just talking about how the design, how well built it is. Not only is it bulletproof, but apparently if you want to try to blow it up, you're not going to be successful if you were using something else. Now, Would I be so exuberant if there were additional loss of life? Probably not. Be more subdued. I probably wouldn't be telling you that I'm looking into this truck. I wait a couple of days, but nobody died except for the bomber because he was too stupid to get out of the truck. Or maybe he was a suicide bomber. This truck is the truck of the future. If we are going to have the new symbol of terrorism be Elon Musk and Donald Trump, then as I said earlier on the Jesse Kelly Show, let me be associated with Elon Musk by getting this Tesla truck, Cybertruck, and I vow to stay at a Trump hotel. Any city that has one that I'm going to, that's where I'm staying. Because I'm down with these guys. Oh, these are the symbols you want to go after, deep state? Oh, these are the symbols you want to go after, Islamic terror? Oh, okay. But I bet you, if they're serious about doing any kind of harm in the future, they won't be using the Tesla Cybertruck again. This is obvious. This was a symbol of terror. Yeah, but you know what? The Trump Hotel still looks great. Tickets still open for business. And they'll haul that Tesla shell out and probably reuse it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be making jokes at a time like this. Yeah, we're supposed to be all serious. Yeah, we're supposed to be scared. We're supposed to change our behavior. No, no, and no. Done enough of that. Or I should say, I watched enough people do that over the last 4 years. I didn't participate in that stupidity. The madness. Didn't do it. Didn't wear a mask. Didn't line up 6 feet. Got kicked out of plenty of stores. Almost got put on a no-flying list because I was like harassing. I wouldn't put the mask on. No. And now I refuse to be afraid whether it is legitimate Islamic terror visiting our shores or if it's deep state terrorist. We've been harassed by these entities for the last 20, 30, maybe even longer. How many decades? No more. The line in the sand has been drawn. And I double dog dare you to cross it. Actually, I don't. But I support those who are going to fight the front lines. James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly on this New Year's Day. It's not New Year's Day. It's actually, what is it, the second of January. I'm like you. I'm just waiting for the inauguration. Can't wait. Can't wait for the adults to re-enter the room, to re-enter the conversation. It's been very, very crazy. And we could expect more craziness because I think that there's folks out there that don't want to see this happen. But even when they get in, it's not going to be an easy ride. You have a lot of folks who are saying, when the president gets in office, we need to let bygones be bygones and we need to move forward. That's never going to happen. They're not going to let that happen. I mean, we're talking about the left trying to get Joe Biden to put out preemptive pardons. Yeah, that's how worried they are. Preemptive pardons. We've got to protect the people that were trying to protect our democracy. Did you hear about this? For his first act of 2025 in his final act as president, Joe Biden has announced he will award Trump hater Liz Cheney one of the nation's highest civilian honors. Yeah. President Biden will award the Presidential Citizens Medal to 20 individuals at the White House on Thursday. That's today, including former Representative Liz Cheney, who has been outspoken critic of the President-elect Trump and some of his allies. Oh, this medal is awarded to U.S. citizens who have performed incredible deeds of service for their country or their fellow citizens. Really? Cheney is. I guess they're saying that on behalf of the United States people says she, her hatred towards Trump, her trying to get Trump thrown in jail was a service to her country. Her service in Congress and on the special House committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack. Oh, yeah. 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 Cheney also, let's not forget, she was out there campaigning with Vice President Kamala Harris ahead of the election. Oh, I think that was one of the moves that ended up getting her shunned by her own party. I remember when they were going after Liz's dad. Dick Cheney. Hey, remember when Dick shot that one dude in the back? Dick of Halliburton. Dick, you know, he was like a... They had to bring him in to be vice president for W, because W needed some gravitas. You couldn't get more heavier than Dick. I mean, with Halliburton and the wars and, oh my gosh, he used to be hated now. The enemy of my enemies, my friend. You had Liz Cheney out there trying to destroy Trump, and everybody who's part of the club hates Trump. I will never, ever forget at the funeral of Papa Bush how the first two rows, the first row were the presidents and their wives, and the second row were the vice president and their wives. I will never forget all the laughing and chumming and nudging each other. And you had W reach in his pocket and he gave Michelle Obama some candy and she started chewing on the candy and everybody was laughing. And then you're on the vice president's bench. You had the vice president's chumming it up. And then Trump and Melania walked in. And those people sat straight up and they didn't flinch. They didn't look to the right. They didn't look to the left. There was no more whispering. Their whole demeanor changed. And that's when I said, look at this. Trump definitely is not in the club and never will be in the club. These are the people. These are the Liz Cheney. She's one of the club members that they want to try to celebrate. I don't know why. I mean, I'm hoping that God willing, Cash Patel gets in, and I'm hoping that they do investigate all of this, not out of any sense of vengeance, but for justice. How can we be taken seriously if we let this type of corruption go unpunished? This treason. These people, there are people still in jail because of Nancy Pelosi, because of Liz Cheney, Benny, was it Thompson? These people that orchestrated this lie, just lie, blatant lie, all of them. And why? We're now learning to keep Trump out of office. Not only are we learning that, it's being confirmed from citizen journalists once again, going undercover, talking to people who think that, you know, look at this. You've got gay men who think they're about to get involved in some relations. You got the horny men thinking they're about to have some sex. That's what that's how they're trapping these people. They're trapping them. They thinking they about to get some. So they start spilling the tea. Yeah, I work in I'm part of the cyber community, the Biden White House. Yes. I keep the nation's top secret. Do you know what he did the other day? We said he can't even put two sentences together. The president is pretty much dead. Oh, I ain't getting none. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Compostuffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors, along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me, and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KPYI. Out of Phoenix, my adopted hometown is Tucson. You can hear me at 790 KNST as well, or on the free iHeartRadio app. You know, the undercover journalists are really turning the world upside down. They are. They can't be stopped because they have an outlet. That outlet is X. And for those of you who underestimate the power of X, just know that all of the COVID information, the propaganda, all of that, the open borders, it was all hidden or in control. That information is controlled when our government had control of social media. They had to control social media because they already had mainstream media in the bag, and they have had them for decades. CNN ratings were huge. People would tune into CNN. They would tune into MSNBC because these were the people that were keeping a tight leash on Trump. They were calling him out. They made it their business. Now you have Project Veritas. They've gone undercover. And they have executives over there, technical directors over there. They have people at CNN admitting to how they were complicit in getting Trump out of office in 2020. They're admitting on camera in helping to overthrow the United States government during the 2020 election. Where's the FBI? Oh, they're busy going after January 6th insurrectionists. Here's a little snippet of what Project Veritas was able to capture.
We would always show shots of him jogging, him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. So that's propaganda.
Look what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it. That if it wasn't for CNN,
I don't know that Trump would have got voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change.
Climate change?
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear? Like climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No fear sells.
Things out loud, but it's obvious.
Yeah, we did our part. Our job was to get Trump out of office. I didn't believe without CNN that it would have happened. Next up, climate change. Next up, we're going to get people afraid of climate change. Why? Because fear sells. In other words, fear is the great mind killer. Maybe that's why Jesus said, don't be afraid. I mean, if you got Jesus, you don't, really don't need to be afraid. I can understand people who don't have Jesus or people who really, well, let me stop. Fear sells. It sure does. Fear sells. And you know what? We have people afraid, so afraid of Donald Trump that you had the media were able to pull off some of the biggest hoaxes ever. Before I talk about media hoaxes, though, let me give you one more thing that just popped up here. It's amazing. This is over Christmas. You know, when folks are not, you know, and I wasn't paying much attention. I just had to find this when I was show prepping for the Jesse Kelly show. But yet now it's coming out over the place. People admitting, oh, yes, the election was stolen. Remember, we had all of these affidavits and everything. People are going to court, and you know, the court, they wouldn't hear anything. They said that Trump had absolutely no standing. Remember? Sure you do. Now we're finding out that actually they have all types of evidence. You had a pastor at one corrupt party state of Chicago laying out how the Democrats hold on to power in blue cities and how they overthrew the United States government in 2020. You see, it should be the FBI should be rounding up Democrats, not Trump supporters.
Paul McKinley, and we've sat down with them and we started to talk. I've been talking to Mr. Porter and some of the other leaders on how we can start getting together. But let this be clear. As a contractor for the Heritage Foundation during the primary season, we sent teams out to the polling places in the black community. And we found exactly what President Trump was talking about. We found thumb drives. We found the printers. We found Democratic judges who was posing as Republican judges. So it's the polls that's being inundated with the cheating. We have receipts for everything I've said. I also saw in those polling places where the Democrats were telling people that there are no Republican ballots. There's so many things going on in these polling places in the black community. And that's how the Democrats are able to keep and say Chicago is blue. But actually, if the polling places were straight, black people would have an opportunity to vote for whom they choose, not whom they told to.
Ooh.
If the polling places aren't straight, they'll try to steal another election like they did in 2020.
Ooh, preach, preacher, preach. They'll try to steal another election just like they did in 2020. Amen.
Amen. And boom, shakalaka. Can you give the Lord some praise in here today?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Tell the truth, Pastor. And that's what he was doing. That's exactly what happened. And look at the hell we had to pay. That's how desperate the globalists, the deep state, the Democrats that went along with it, and Republicans that went along. Don't forget, we had our Paul Ryans out there, too. We had, you know, the Never Trumpers, our Jeff Flakes. We had them. Well, the late Senator John McCain, we had them all. And look at the damage that was done. Please don't believe the fight is over. It's not. It's not. Now that, they lost the election and they lost, you know, control of the media again. You're seeing stuff like this pop out. That came out on December 26th on X. And since that time, let me see, it has over 1 million views. 1 million views. That's more than CNN. That's more than watching 10 days of CNN primetime. So, yes, The word is getting out. Your what you knew is being confirmed by millions more. Will it matter? Well, it has to matter. Will people go to jail? Will people pay for this? You know what? Don't get your hopes up. But knowledge is power. And when you see the media come out with their charts and their polls and their graphs, you can know that they're jimmied. You can decide to get your information from other places besides the mainstream. I don't even see how the mainstream media is going to make its way back from this. I don't see how CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, I don't see how they're going to do it, especially with the generation that counts. We're talking about the millennials and what do they call them? The X, the cybers, the one that come after that. They're not into television. Well, James, what are you going to do? They're not into radio. Oh, you'd be surprised. I was talking to some young folks the other day. They love the radio. Well, what is the radio? The radio is the original podcast, isn't it? Yes, yes, yes. We've got our little commercial breaks, but you smash those into podcasts as well. The radio's always going to be here. I'm tired. Radio's done. Blah, blah, blah. Well, we're fine. We got ratings. But the news organizations, they're sweating bullets. And it's a good thing. They deserve to be sweating bullets. There have been some whoppers, some big hoaxes in 2024. We're going to talk about them coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Glad to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. You know, you folks out there, folks out there who have been through Donald Trump's political career, which really only started in 2016 officially. Maybe it started that night that Obama was punking him at the correspondence dinner. I think that's when it really started. But you know that his career is no stranger to disinformation. As a matter of fact, the legacy of disinformation, we could really wrap it around Trump. From the Russia collusion hoax to the Very Fine People Charlotte lie. I mean, the litanies of lies, the hoax against Trump is legendary. People in the future are going to be able to look back on this and say, what in the hell was wrong with the media? Well, Trump derangement syndrome is real, people. It's real. This year, we had to put up with the bloodbath hoax. Remember that? The media took Trump's remarks, you know, out of context. The legacy of our media's favorite pastimes. You know, they're talking about, he said, you know what, if we don't get a hold of the car company, we let the Chinese get into Mexico, it's going to be a bloodbath. Oh, bloodbath. He said if he doesn't get reelected, it's going to be a bloodbath. The president's talking about a bloodbath. Oh, my gosh. And that was one of the ones where that was kind of late in the day. People absolutely knew what the media was doing. We had the media this year absolutely hid Biden's cognitive decline. I mean, if you're looking for an example of how the media interfered in our election, look no further than their concentrated effort to hide Biden's cognitive decline. The man was falling up the stairs to the Air Force One. He was falling off of his bike. He was meandering around. And the media covered for him. I mean, we've got videos showcasing Biden's, you know, how senile he was. They went viral, and yet the media, oh, those are cheap fakes. The latest one, did you hear how the corporate media's out there spreading lies that President Trump, he wants to off Liz Cheney? Yeah, he wants to, I guess, put her in front of a firing squad. Gravy. Yes, absolutely insane. All the way around, it is insane. And yet, this is what we have to put up. Oh, here's
Trump took his violent rhetoric to a new extreme, suggesting the former Republican congresswoman should be fired upon.
Breaking.
That's outrageous. Former Republican woman should be fired upon. And why should she be fired upon? Well, because Trump was saying this woman, she should not be over the January 6th. They can't help themselves. They really can't. Project 2025, remember that? Project 2025, it didn't take long for the media to make the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 their go-to boogeyman during the 2024 election. Now, I got to tell you, during this campaign, the people are saying Project 2024. What are you talking about? I didn't even bother looking it up until after the election. This is a distraction. I never heard Trump talk about Project 2025. What are you doing? Well, I did look up Project 2025 after the election, and I like it. I think it's good stuff. What? Get rid of the school? Yes. Department of Education gone. But yeah, that was a big hoax. Now, and I kind of hope he does something with that. Hey, what is the border czar? Well, at first it was Kamala Harris, but as soon as Kamala Harris, took over, her little insurrection and took over the campaign, then all of a sudden the media's like, there she wasn't ever called a border czar. What are you talking about? There comes a point in time you can't even get mad. I'm at the stage now. I don't get mad at the media anymore. I don't care what they say. I really don't. Why? Because they lie. If you want to know what the lie is, look at them. They don't even try to hide it. The late, great Rush Limbaugh used to put together these montages of the media saying the same thing over and over and over. He was the first one to make the link. Now, of course they do it. They send out the memo, the talking points. Of course that's what they do. It is just exhausting. You got Joe Biden, he comes out, he literally calls the American people garbage, Trump supporters garbage. And you got the media trying to cover for him. Wait a minute, you had the Biden administration, this is, what was this, 2021, 2022? Comes out with the dark Brandon speech, in black, he paints the white black and red. And he has the Praetorian Guard standing out there, and he gives this dark speech threatening the American people. And they just like, oh, la-di-da. Nothing to see here. Did you know that the president had at least two assassination attempts? I say three because people are not talking about, the gas attack that took place in Tucson, Arizona. Where on stage, where the gas hit, half of the people on the stage, some of them lost their sight, got sick. I say three assassination attempts, but here's my point. You didn't hear anything about that third one, and they barely covered the first two. But of course, the Hitler hysteria. This is crazy. That's probably what got him in the White House. The left can do nothing but lie. And in 2025, I think a lot of the American people are going to be free of the left and their lies. The media, I should say, and their lies. You already have the left fleeing X. They can't hang. Got too hot in the kitchen, so they're out. Now, we're going to retool ourselves. Get ready for a fantastic year. I do believe I will be seeing you tomorrow. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
On Newt's World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.